of this group is Baj. Bernadette Speech on piano. And Andrea LaRose on flute.
What are we doing first?
Should we do for Leroy or?
No.
No, okay.
This set is going to be as, the set choices are going to be as improvised as the music.
Excellent. Your concert.
True. The first time we performed together as a trio was about a year and a half. It was actually on Bernadette's concert on the Roulette series as well. And the first piece we ever did was called For Leroy. And we'll do it again now. It's in three parts.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you.
Leroy. And now we'd like to welcome back the amazing Joseph Jarman.
Save the seat for you.
Save the seat for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, the next piece is take a little bit of explanation since it's getting late. I'm going to try not to get too much. Mumi Abu-Jamal is an award-winning journalist, a former Black Panther Party member, a supporter of the Philadelphia Move organization, who was framed up for a murder of a policeman in 1981. And who remains on death row to this day, despite mountains of evidence of his innocence, including the sworn testimony of a man named Arnold Beverly, who said he shot the officer and not Mumia. In the program, I've given you a URL if you want more information. For those of you who don't have computers, you can come up and speak with me, or some of my comrades from the Partisan Defense Committee are here tonight. You can speak with them after the concert as well. Last week, what had happened is in 2001, a judge threw out the death sentence while upholding his frame-up conviction. And in March, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals basically upheld the conviction and upheld the previous judge's vacation of the death sentence, however, gave the Philadelphia District Attorney the ability to go ahead and file for a new death hearing, which they just did last week. So the struggle continues, and we will be doing three pieces, three taped interviews with Mumia. The second one of which is a little bit dated. It's about the subprime lending mess, and he talks about how nobody's speaking about it, and of course now everybody has to speak about it because it's become an international financial disaster. But a number of the points he makes in that interview are very important, and he didn't make them in subsequent interviews. Before we end, I'd like to just make one note. The last time we did this, it was Burnett and I, we composed music for a group called Essential Music, which I don't believe is around anymore, but we did it at the kitchen. And in those series of pieces, there was a piece by Mumia on another former Black Panther political prisoner, Geronimo Pratt, and how Mumia talking about how he was framed up and was still in jail. And several years after that, Geronimo was freed. So I'm very much hoping this is the last time we will do From Death Row. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
ILWU strikes for peace. It should surprise no one that the mighty ILWU, International Longshoremen, is in the forefront of this 8-hour dumb shutdown of peace. The ILWU's proud and illustrious history is one of supporting people's movements for life, freedom, and worker solidarity, but also immigration groups worldwide. They remember the stirring words of Eugene Debs, who said almost a century ago, "It is the master class that declares war. It is the subject class that fights the battles." For these words, and their sentiments, Debs was cast into prison. That the ILWU is echoing his words today is proof of the power of truth 100 years later. It also proves how far we move from the dawn of the 20th century to the dawn of the 21st. For war is still a tool of imperial power to fuel corporate wealth and global domination. Who can deny that this is a war for oil? Who can deny that this is an illegal occupation more concerned with what's under the earth than you're the millions living in dread upon it? Now, Iraq may not have been a barrel of bombs before the invasion and occupation, but it sure as hell now. And Congress, like Nero, amidst the fires of Rome, its labor power makes the wheels move round. This powerful demonstration of the denial of labor for May Day, for peace, and an end to occupation of Iraq is what we love there made real. Kudos to the ILWU for their labor power, peace, and anti-imperialism. Thank you. On the move, long live Africa. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu.
There will be three pre-story pieces.
Saving bankers while homeowners fail. Throughout the presidential primaries, while politicians amass billions from both corporate and private sources, how many times did John's subprime lending disaster discuss? American homeowners, most of them black or brown, faced foreclosure and the loss of their most valuable financial assets. And most politicians passed over the of their silence while they begged or lied for votes. How can this be unless they, like most voters, were the painful property of corporation? When the subprime has hit their matter, the Federal Reserve Board's head, Bernanke, slipped into the government guarantees to keep the mortgage loan industry afloat. Thus, the U.S. government used its power to back the banks, hustling up what was essentially junk bonds, a fifth of $1 trillion, to back those ripped off a million people with loans designed to fail. And for those who got ripped off, nothing. Indeed, the only politician who was attacking this practice was New York's former Attorney General, Elliot Spitzer. But once caught in the Hooker scandal, this man faded away. These subprime lenders, saddled with balloon-like expanded repayment rates, were designed to fail. And these legalized hustles were steered at an astonishing rate of 73% of high-income and Hispanic families. Among white high-income homeowners, only 17% recipients of subprimes. This greed riot has sent shivers throughout the economy, not just in America, but overseas as well, because foreign companies and governments invested in these junk mortgage bonds. The foreclosure crisis has slowed housing construction. Loans are almost impossible. And the International Monetary Fund estimates banks and investors will lose some $1 trillion. But for nearly a million families, their losses will be infinitely greater. They lose their dreams, their homes, and perhaps their families. How many divorces had their birth in these foreclosures? How many families have been split asunder? How many suicides? These non-economic losses can be traced to pure, unmitigated greed of bankers, investment houses, and the willing blindness of government. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel. One empire unchanged. Increasingly, the U.S. presidential election looks like a political contest between the same old thing and the same thing. For both presidents have sworn their allegiance to a husky nationalism that opposes military and political hegemony over much of it. While, of course, differences exist between both major political parties, these differences are more obedience to those in power instead of the leaders obeying the will
to move you out to keep John Wedding.
One more? Sure.
We're going to do one more improv. I want to thank you all for coming out tonight. Get home safely. There's a lot of
crazy people out there.
Well, there's a lot of crazy people in here too, but
yeah, but no one's dressed like Chinese takeout.
Good point.
Jeffrey Shancer.